Hi, it's Dave. So Elon Musk just shared a bunch of details on the rollout for Tesla's full self-driving feature. And in this video, I'm going to go over what the latest news is, and I'll share my thoughts on the implications. All right, first, let's go to some of Elon's latest tweets. So last night, Elon said that they will be releasing version 9 beta of full self-driving by the end of the week. And when asked to this week or next week, Elon replied Saturday. And so this is coming up just in a few days. Then Elon Musk clarified, saying that Beta 9 will start uploading at midnight California time on Friday. Bear in mind, it's still just a beta. Then he goes on to say about the UI. He says there will be an improved FSD screen attempting to show the mind of the car. So I think this is kind of the step change that Elon's been talking about, completely relying on Tesla Vision. Elon was asked by Jeff Tutorials, saying if there's an ETA on the full self-driving beta download button for the general public, and Elon replied, says, depends on how the limited beta goes. If it goes well, maybe in a month or so. Here's a few other tidbits from Elon. Ethan Joseph on Twitter was saying that his car seems to react sooner to slower traffic and to merge more smoother into from two lanes to one. And Elon says, basically, expect rapid improvement with pure vision. Then Holmar's blog says, so basically in around a month, we're hopefully going to get version 11 with an FSD public beta, the button. And Elon replies to this saying, I can sometimes be optimistic about schedules. A bit of an understatement, I think. And in another tweet by Massimo, an account I've been following for a while, it shows kind of a video of Tesla full self-driving. And Elon actually replies to this saying, it's an old video. And those were simpler times. And it kind of shows that I think Tesla's full self-driving implementation and approach has evolved very, very rapidly over just the past couple of years. Also, we recently got some Tesla China news that I thought was very important. Tesla China has introduced the standard range Model Y for 276,000 yuan, which basically is about $42,600. Now, Ray for Tesla says he expects this to sell like hotcakes because this is the price point that many young people or young Tesla buyers have been asking for in China. And then Rayford Tesla tweeted out that the CPC, a car association in China, says that Tesla has sold 28,138 vehicles in China and exported 5,000 vehicles in June. Now, if you break down Tesla sales or deliveries in China for the past 3 months, it looks like this. April was 11,661, May was 21,963, and June was 28,138. So you see a good ramping. Now, there's been a lot of China FUD that's been going on, but if you look at the numbers, China's domestic sales actually has been growing month over month for the past 3 months. All right, so what does all of this mean and how can we process this? So first off, I think it's actually very exciting news that full self-driving beta 9 is going to go out to a limited set of users. We're going to see a new mind of car view, which is going to be relying purely on Tesla Vision. Now, Tesla has removed radar. In my opinion, this is incredibly bullish. Based on my conversations with James Dalma and also this latest video by Andrei Karpathy regarding Tesla Vision, we know that Tesla has made advances with Tesla Vision where it's going to become more accurate than actually relying on radar. And one of the reasons is because a large portion of the failure cases with autopilot and full self-driving has been because of the reliance on radar. Radar sometimes isn't able to distinguish between like a stationary object on a freeway or, for example, an object that's moving laterally across the street. And because of this, sometimes autopilot has had kind of that devastating occasional crash. However, I think Tesla Vision in this new form is going to solve a lot of these problems. All right, so the second implication to all this is I think we should expect to wait longer for the full self-driving wide release. So even though the limited full self-driving V9 is going to come out, let's say this weekend, Elon says if everything goes well, it'll be one more month or so to wide release. But in my opinion, I think it's probably more realistic that they're going to run into some issues, some challenges, some bugs that, you know, they need to tweak, etc. Full self-driving is extremely complex. It's something that's never been done before. It's not like Tesla is trying to copy an existing product or approach. Tesla is trying to do something uniquely challenging. And the stakes are extremely high. We're talking about the life of death, right, of drivers, passengers, and other people. Usually for people who are late, you might be able to bet against them, but I think Elon adds a few more things to the equation. Elon is extremely ambitious and he's pushing his teams to the absolute limit. And overall, he's just relentless. And so while sometimes he can underestimate, right, timelines, he still gets the job done. And I think that's the overall message. There are many people out there who are saying that FSD will never come, right? Tesla is completely botching the job. But in my opinion, if you look at the incremental improvements and what Tesla is achieving, Tesla is getting the job done, and I think is going to surprise a lot of people with FSD. All right, here's the third implication. I think actually there's a lot of practical kind of impact of full self-driving that we're going to start to see realized over the next 1 to 2 years. So first off, you have subscriptions. So Tesla will be releasing a new monthly revenue model where people can subscribe, let's say $100 or $200 a month, and they will get access to full self-driving. Now, this is not just a hardware sale or a one-time software sale. Rather, this is a monthly recurring revenue. This is basically a software as a service or a SaaS model, which gets great multiples because you're relying on a steady income that's growing over time. Another kind of practical impact of this, of full self-driving, is that Tesla will likely experience growing margins. For those who choose to buy the one-time a full self-driving option, you're probably going to see actually a higher take rate of those people because people are seeing full self-driving in action. Further, Tesla can likely raise the full self-driving option fee. All of this means that Tesla is going to be able to achieve extra margins, which means extra profit from the bottom line. Now, if you combine this with the lowered vehicle costs out of Shanghai and also out of Austin and Berlin next year, there are a lot of ways where Tesla can actually reduce the vehicle base price of their cars, increase range, let's say from the 4680 cells in the structural battery pack, and all of this will drive demand. But then you've got this additional driver of demand, which is full self-driving. As it gets proven out, people want to buy Tesla cars even more. And then you've got the extra safety features. Even if you don't buy Tesla full self-driving option, you still have this extra kind of supercomputer in the car who's constantly looking out for you, making sure you're not getting into accidents. And this is something I think is underrated and is going to prove an extremely valuable kind of feature for Tesla going forward. All right, here's the fourth impact of full self-driving that I think we're going to be seeing. Tesla is now entering into the world of data network effects. And what this means is that Tesla is accumulating a mass amount of data and actually hard data to get, like edge cases. This is fueling their neural networks, which leads to a flywheel effect in which full self-driving gets incredibly better and better over time. This grows the customer base because it's an outstanding product, which grows the data. And so you've got this network effect of data. Tesla is becoming a data company and an AI company. And in my opinion, their lead is only growing. All right, hope this video has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like, and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast. Just search for Dave Lee on Investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also active on Twitter. Just search for Hey Dave 7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.